Next week, a decision will be made on whether Norwegian company Equinor can start drilling for oil in the Great Australian Bight. The proposal has been met with opposition from environmental groups, including Greenpeace, who this week released research into the dangers of using chemical dispersants to clean up oil spills. Equinor's environment plan says the company will use Australia's stockpile of Corexit dispersant to do the job, which has been found to compound damage to marine ecosystems and also impact human health. Dr. Graham McClay is a retired anaesthetist and a member of the Doctors for Environment Australia. I asked him how the use of Corexit could affect humans.
It has direct physical impacts on people who are exposed to it, either the workers who are doing the clean-up or those who are exposed at the shoreline. So it's far from being a solution to the problem. It quite possibly adds to the problem. There are studies, as one came out in the New England Journal of Medicine pretty soon after Deepwater Horizon. That was in 2011. They pointed out the health effects of the oil, but also saying that dispersants contain solvents that facilitate rapid entry of oil into the cells and organs. So they tend to act synergistically, but not in a good way.
What are the health impacts of that kind of physical ingestion of the oils using these dispersants?
The health impacts are both immediate and possibly long-term. I say possibly because some of these effects may not emerge for years. And for long-term effects, it's difficult to tease out what was due to the oil itself and what was due to the dispersant. But we do know that people who were exposed as workers to the dispersant experienced the burning sensations in the nose and irritation of the eyes, irritation of the respiratory tract, a sense of their skin burning, and mostly upper respiratory effects at that time. And some of those workers went on to have continued symptoms long after the immediate effect was experienced. We know that possibly these substances are mutagenic, by which I mean they have genetic effects, and that was seen in the Gulf of Mexico with eyeless shrimp and strange-looking fish. So there are multiple effects that are still under study.
The Australian Maritime Safety Authority does not list Corexit as acceptable as a chemical dispersant, yet they're saying that the stockpiles that exist right now could be used by Equinor in the case of a spill. What's your response to this approach?
Well, I think that's just irresponsible in light of what we know. Perhaps more so what we don't know about what the long-term effects are. Now, some of these effects may not appear for years. There might be effects such as liver cancers or effects on the immune system, which can lead to other diseases.
The plotting of the worst-case scenario spill from the Bight basically covers the whole of southern Australia's coastline. If a spill occurred of that scale and then the dispersant were used, does this mean that that dispersant would also be spread across that full footprint and therefore, you know, everyone would just simply have to stay out of the water to not be exposed to it?
I can't answer that. It would depend on how much dispersant they used, but people would need to stay out of the water just from the oil effects anyway. What comes up from a spill like that is not just oil, but a complex mixture of aromatic compounds and things that are known to have a damaging effect on health. And, of course, the effects on the ecosystem there would have very long-term effects.
What are the key issues that the marine life in the Bight would face?
We know that the zooplankton at the bottom of the food web are very heavily impacted by both the corexit and the oil. Therefore, the marine life, which is dependent on that plankton, going all the way up to the mammals, the dolphins and the whales, etc., they will also be adversely affected. And the impacts on our valuable aquaculture and fishing industries all along the coastline affected would be dramatic, as they have been in Louisiana and the Gulf of Mexico.
It seems like the concept of a dispersant potentially feels like a spin. We could have a spill, but we can fix it with a dispersant. Does that concept marry up in reality in terms of what the dispersant does?
Certainly not in my mind. I really think of it just dispersing the damage, if you like. This really shouldn't happen at all, and the risk of a spill outweighs any potential benefit.
Dr. Graham McClay, a retired anaesthetist and member of Doctors for the Environment Australia, speaking about the health and environmental impacts of oil dispersants.